This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. As we look ahead to deciding on the next governor of Louisiana, we're also looking back, taking a cue from Huey Long, known for the Share Our Wealth plan under the motto, Every Man a King.
Poverty is an overriding issue in Louisiana. It has been an issue for a long time, and it's one that the candidates aren't talking much about on the campaign trail.
Jan Moeller with the Louisiana Budget Project says the key number to remember is 49%, the percentage of Louisiana households that are liquid asset limited.
Half of the households in this state don't have enough money, can't access enough money to survive for 3 months.
So how do we combat poverty?
The answer to poverty is education.
Jay Darden is right, long term. But for Louisiana's 49% who are one car repair bill away from keeping the lights on, what about helping now by, say, raising the minimum wage?
I would not support raising the minimum wage. It's proven to be in various areas counterproductive, particularly in resulting in less jobs.
Scott Angel says,
I do not believe raising the minimum wage is the answer. I believe raising minimum expectations is really more what we ought to look at.
But John Bell Edwards says,
I absolutely support increasing the minimum wage. And by the way, it's only part of the program to reduce poverty in Louisiana. The other part is we're going to end the gender pay gap that exists in Louisiana. We're going to double the earned income tax credit. And finally, we're going to expand the Medicaid program.
David Vitter hasn't addressed poverty or the minimum wage in this campaign, but in 2014, he did vote against raising the federal minimum wage. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.